Skywarn active.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. 9:44 p.m. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Alamance, Chatham, and Orange counties, effective until 10:45 p.m. this evening. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Alamance, Chatham, and Orange counties, effective until 10:45 this evening. At 9:40 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Eflin to 6 miles south of Tier to Goldston, or along a line extending from 6 miles west of Hillsboro to 11 miles north of Pittsboro to 8 miles southeast of Siler City, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Goldston, Eflin, Hillsboro, Shilly, Pittsboro, Farrington, Chapel Hill, and Jordan Lake. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This is a non-directed net. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, which we don't anticipate, our first backup is a K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway. Our second backup is a K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our last backup is a Carolina 440 UHF link system. These frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4PVV, this is KJ4BYN.
KJ4BYN, go ahead.
Yes, sir, I'm on the phone right now with my son lives over at Pittsboro. He's 15 miles east of Pittsboro, or west of Pittsboro, and about 5 miles north of Goldston on Route 902 off of Bowman Drive. He's got a heavy storm, a windstorm that just came through his place and broke a 20-inch in diameter tree off and laid it in his yard, so there's pretty good wind in that storm moving east.
Okay. Could you give me the location again, please?
Roger, location is on Highway 902, 15 miles west of Pittsboro and 5 miles north of Goldston, down, and hang on, down Beaumont Lane.
Okay, what's the closest intersection there?
There is no intersection.
Okay, so I've got Highway 902, 15 miles west and 5 north of Goldston. Is that correct?
It's 15 miles west of Pittsboro on Highway 902 and 5 miles north of Goldston and 6 miles east on 421 on 902.
Okay, I got it that time. And you said it was a 20-inch diameter tree. Is that correct?
That's firm, and broke it off. It's about a 10-foot trunk showing, and it had several limbs in the yard is blown down, but it seems to be slowly moving east.
Okay, what county is that in?
It's in the Bear Creek vicinity.
What county?
Chatham County.
Okay, I've got it. Appreciate it, Jim.
KJ4BYN, right clear.
KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:54 p.m., National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. Showers and thunderstorms will move across Wake, Granville, and Durham counties through 11 o'clock this evening. At 9:54 p.m., radar indicated showers and thunderstorms with very heavy rain over Bethesda over Durham, moving northeast to 15 miles per hour. Some locations impacted include RDU, Gorman, and Purnell. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail and gusty winds from 40 to 50 miles per hour. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans and potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light door objects. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Net control from K4SAR.
Station calling Skywarn.
This is K4SAR, mobile north of Pittsboro. Are you interested in reports of power outages?
Are they localized or widespread?
This seems to be that's a relative term. Farrington Village, a good bit of Farrington Village is without power.
Yeah, go ahead and give me the information.
Okay, yeah, it's Farrington Village. Let's see, I'm on the south side of the community. I don't actually know the street names here. It looks like at the intersection of Spaceside Circle and Weathersfield, and several blocks of houses. There's no power here. Pretty good area.
Okay, can you give me that cross street again?
It's Weathersfield Road, and now the intersection I'm at is Galloway Ridge. It's the intersection of Weathersfield and 15501 there. I'm just coming up to 15501.
Okay, that was Weathersfield Road, correct?
That's right.
Is this Pittsboro?
North of Pittsboro, yes. I think the mailing address is Pittsboro.
And Farrington Village is a subdivision, is that correct?
Yes, it's quite a large subdivision.
And all the power is out for that area, is that correct?
As I'm heading north on 15501, looking off to the right, I am not seeing any lights at all in Farrington.
Okay, I've got it. What was your name?
My name is Joe. Call is K4SAR, Kilo 4 Sierra Alfa Romeo.
Okay, Joe, I appreciate your report.
7-3.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
storm was coming through.
KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:44 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the southeastern Alamance, Chatham, and Orange counties. Effective until 10:45 p.m. this evening. At 9:40 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along the line extending from Eflin to 6 miles south of Tier to Goldston, or along a line extending from 6 miles west of Hillsboro to 11 miles north of Pittsboro to 8 miles southeast of Siler City, moving east at 20 miles per hour. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:04 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Durham, southwestern Franklin, southern Granville, and northern Wake counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 10:45 p.m. this evening for Durham, southwestern Franklin, southern Granville, and northern Wake counties. At 10 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 11 miles west of Parkwood or 5 miles southwest of Chapel Hill, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Parkwood, Durham, RTP, and Bethesda. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:05 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across Johnson County through 11 p.m. At 10:04 p.m., radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Selma or about over Smithfield, moving east at 10 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Pine Level, Selma, Micro, Smithfield, and Kenley. Hazards include pea-sized hail, gusty winds of 30 to 45 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, and heavy rainfall and minor flooding. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:06 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 p.m. for Orange and Eastern Chatham counties. At 10 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Hillsboro to Farrington to Moncure, or along a line extending from Hillsboro to 7 miles south of Chapel Hill to 10 miles southeast of Pittsboro, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing destructive winds and large damaging hail. Seek shelter now in a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4BPV, WX4NMM.
WX4MMM, KJ4BPV. Go ahead, Bob.
Scott, I'll just let you know. I'll be monitoring. If you need any help, give me a holler. I'll be probably listening to about 11 p.m. WX4NMM.
Okay, appreciate it. WX4MM, KJ4BPV. At 10:18 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across Harnett, Southern Wake, Eastern Moore, Lee, Cumberland, and Hope counties through 11:15 p.m. this evening. At 10:17 p.m., radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms along line extending from 8 miles northeast of Canuck to Antioch, or along a line extending from 9 miles northeast of Sanford to 5 miles northeast of Red Springs, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Seminole, Timberlake, Hope Mills, Fayetteville, Lillington, Vander, Sanford, and Rayford. Hazards include pea-sized hail, gusty winds from 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, and heavy rainfall and minor flooding. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:21 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Orange and Eastern Chatham counties has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for Orange and Eastern Chatham counties has been canceled. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:26, National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 p.m. this evening. For Northern Wake, Southern Granville, Southwestern Franklin, and Durham counties, at 10:21 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Cary, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Creedmoor, Raleigh, Falls Lake, New Hope, Purnell, Wake Forest, Knightdale, Youngsville, Roseville, and Franklinton. This storm has a history of producing wind damage across Chatham, Orange, and Alamance counties. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KR4PAJ to Nextro.
Go ahead, station calling Skywarn.
Yes, sir. What was that last thing that you just announced? I just turned the radio on.
What was your question again?
That last announcement you just gave.
This is a special weather statement. Hang on just one moment here. For Durham, Franklin, Granville, and Wake counties.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I just turned the radio on and you said some things, so I appreciate it. I'll just be standing by.
Just as a reminder, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Durham, Franklin, Granville, and Wake counties. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:35 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Hope, Cumberland, and Harnett counties. Of course, Harnett is part of Central Carolina Skywarn area, effective until 11:30 p.m. this evening. At 10:31 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along the line extending from Anger to Antioch, or along the line extending from 7 miles northeast of Lillington to Red Springs, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Hope Mills, Fayetteville, Linden, Coates, Wade, Irwin, Vander, Godwin, Stedman, and Cedar Creek. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued, effective until 11:30 p.m. for Eastern Hope, Cumberland, and Harnett counties. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
SkyWarnNet Control, KG4VDM.
KG4VDM, go ahead, Jake.
Scott, we just had about a minute burst of pea-sized hail here in downtown Wake Forest. I'm near the intersection of East Wake Avenue and Allen Road. It was about a one-minute burst, and it has since stopped.
Okay, Jake, was that just occurred?
That's affirmative, it just occurred.
Was there anything larger than pea size?
Negative.
Give me that cross street if you would, please, Jake.
Okay, I'm on East Waite, W-A-I-T, at Allen Road. A-L-L-E-N, near down, is right in downtown Wake Forest.
Okay, and the hail has stopped now, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, Jake, I've got it. Thank you very much. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
K4BPV, K4BGM.
K4BGM, KJ4BPV. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Scott, I already talked to the National Weather Service, but just for your situational awareness, about 10:32 to 10:36 here in West Raleigh on Hillsborough Street, probably saw about 45 to 50 mile an hour winds come through. I don't have any damage right here in my local area. That's my wind estimate. Looks like the winds have moved east of here now.
Okay, appreciate it very much. Hold on just one second. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:43 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin, Eastern Wake, Nash, and Johnston counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Franklin, Eastern Wake, Nash, and Johnston counties, effective until 11:45 p.m. At 10:41 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along the line extending from Ingleside to Coates Crossroads, or along the line extending from Lewisburg to 14 miles west of Smithfield, moving east to 20 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Wendale, Benson, Pilot, Bunn, Centerville, Flowers, Four Oaks, Emmett, Spring Hope, and Smithfield. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. In addition, station at 10:44 p.m. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wake, southern Granville, southwestern Franklin, and Durham counties expires at 10:45. The storm has prompted the warning, has moved out of the area, and the warning was allowed to expire. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wake, southern Granville, southwestern Franklin, and Durham counties has expired. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BGM, KJ4BPV.
K4BGM, go ahead.
Can you give me that again, Kevin? I was trying to get the warning up when you were trying to tell me something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. I already called this into the weather service. I was just letting you know for your situational awareness here what's going on. Hillsborough Street in West Raleigh, by my apartment, we had estimated 45 to 50 mile an hour winds from about 10:32 to 10:38. Time frame. Didn't see any damage right around my local area, but that was my rough wind estimate there.
Okay, and you said you did go ahead and call it in, is that correct?
Yeah, I let them know just so they have an idea based on radar. It doesn't quite meet criteria, but it's already been called in.
Okay, good enough. Appreciate it, Kevin. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
K4BGM clear.
KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:30 p.m. this evening for the following counties: Eastern Hope, Cumberland, and Harnett. And Harnett County is in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 10:31 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Anger to Antioch, or along a line extending from 7 miles north east of Lillington to Red Springs, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Quarter size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Hope Mills, Fayetteville, Linden, Coates, Wade, Irwin, Vander, Godwin, Stedman, and Cedar Creek. In addition, the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties: Franklin, Eastern Wake, Nash, and Johnston counties, effective until 11:45 p.m. this evening. At 10:41 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Ingleside to Coates Crossroads, or along a line extending from Lewisburg to 14 miles west of Smithfield, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail, winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Wendell, Benson, Pilot, Bunn, Centerville, Flowers, Fir Oaks, Emmett, Spring Hope, and Smithfield. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Net Control, this is KJ4LKE.
Go ahead, KJ4LKE. Chris, what's up?
Hey, report a tree on some power lines. It's here in Wake County. The address was...
what was the address again?
I'm sorry, 9005 Green Level Church Road. The power company is here, and they're attempting to try to move it, but it's probably the source of the power outage in this area is my guesstimation. The tree looks like a pine, typical size pine. Pine snapped off about, I would say, 4 feet off the ground and across the power lines in the driveway in a house.
Chris, about what diameter of that tree?
I'd say the diameter is your typical pine. That's, foot and a half, maybe 2 feet. It's not a super giant one, but it was plenty tall, probably 40 foot.
Okay, and it's across the driveway, and you, did you say into a house?
No, it's actually on the power lines. It's leaning up, being supported by the power lines, and the power company guys are here trying to saw it down with an extended pole.
Okay, and that was 9005 Green Level Church Road, and where is that at?
I believe it's Wake County. It's right on the bottom of the county, I believe.
Okay, Chris, I've got it. Thank you much for the report.
Okay, thanks. It's KJ4LKE Mobile.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:57 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:30 p.m. for Eastern Harnett and Cumberland County. At 10:51 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a line of thunderstorms. These storms are located along a line extending from Coates to Hope Mills or along a line extending from 12 miles east of Lillington to 12 miles south of Fayetteville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Godwin, Dunn, Vander, Cedar Creek, Fayetteville, Hope Mills, and Stedman. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Tank control, into RTF, portable.
Into RTF, KJ4BPV, go ahead.
Hey, we just hit a 1 inch of rain in approximately 45 minutes and a lot of lightning at this time as well.
Your name's Benny, right?
That's correct.
I thought I recognized you. Okay, well, that was measured 1 inch in 45 minutes, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm staring at the rain gauge out the window right now. It's a little too crazy for me to step outside, but I'm at 1 inch.
Okay, what were the times of measurements, Vinny?
At this time, about 10:15 is when the storm started here.
Okay, could you give me your location, Benny?
Sorry about that. I am in Clayton, right on the border of Johnston County, Wake County, off of Guy Road.
What's the closest intersection to you?
Let's see, Guy Road and 70 Business.
Okay, Benny, I've got it. Thank you very much for the report. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
No problem. Be safe. And to RTF.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:06 p.m. this evening, National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne and Sampson counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne and Sampson counties, effective until 12:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. At 11 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 23 miles northwest of Nahunta to 10 miles southwest of Autryville, or along a line extending from 16 miles north of Smithfield to 14 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Salemburg, Roseboro, Hopton, Grantham, Clinton, Nahunta, Garland, Pikeville, Marmack, Turkey, and Goldsboro. Remember, straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from wind as this flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. We have several warnings in effect now. I'll go ahead and run down through those once again. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning at 11.06 p.m., effective until 12.30 a.m. tomorrow morning for Wayne and Sampson counties. At 11.01 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 23 miles northwest of Nahanta to 10 miles southwest of Autryville, or along a line extending from 16 miles north of Smithfield to 14 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving east to 35 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Salemburg, Roseboro, Hopton, Grantham, Clinton, Nahanta, Garland, Pikeville, Marmack, Turkey, and Goldsboro. Also at 11.06 p.m., National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 11.45 this evening for Johnston and Nash counties. National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a line of thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Castalia to Four Oaks, or along a line extending from 10 miles east of Lewisburg to 8 miles southwest of Smithfield, moving east to 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Enid, Smithfield, Middlesex, Spring Hope, Selma, Evanston, Bailey, Pine Level, Micro, Nashville, Red Oak, Kenley, Princeton, and Dorchess. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11.30 p.m. for Eastern Harnett County. At 10.51 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms are located along the line extending from Coates to Hope Mills, or along a line extending from 12 miles east of Lillington to 12 miles south of Fayetteville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Godwin, Dunn, Vander, Cedar Creek, Fayetteville, Hope Mills, and Stedman. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe, Southern Halifax, Wilson, and Eastern Nash counties, effective until 12.30 a.m. tomorrow morning. At 11.18 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 11 miles west of Halifax to 26 miles southwest of Lacoma, or along a line extending from 11 miles southwest of Roanoke Rapids, 11 miles south of Smithfield, moving east to 20 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Sims, Red Oak, Glenview, New Hope, Dorchess, Lacoma, Wilson, Whitakers, and Sharpsburg. Remember, large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Straight-line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. NJ4 BPV. Go ahead, Jose.
I'm ready. Have a good night, and I got the cover.
KD4JWM, KJ4 BPV. Great, Jose. Appreciate you taking the time this evening. This is KJ4 BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, turning net control responsibilities over to KD4JWF. This is KJ4 BPV clear.
This is KD4JWF with Central Carolina Skywarn. We still have a severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin, Johnston, Nash, and Wake County until 11:45. We have Sampson, Wayne County until 12:30. And also Edgecombe, Halifax, Nash, and Wilson until 12:30 this evening. This is Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in active mode. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar or ground reports. National Weather Service looking for hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measure wind speed greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flood flooding where not normally occurs. Rotating world class, funnel class, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter. Building and roof damage. Skywarn, we monitor the frequency for reports of severe weather. Severe weather statement from the National Weather Service in Raleigh. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harnett County expired at 11:30. The storm which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, and the warning was allowed to expire at 11:30. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harnett County was expired at 11:30. Since we're not getting any reports or damage or anything like that, we're going to go ahead and go and stand by with tons. We're going to go stand by. Remember to leave a space between transmissions for any severe weather and increased activities needed with any verification. We're in standby mode. Please stay tuned to Know Weather Radio and local media for further information updates. This is KD4JWF with Central Carolina Skywarn, and we're in standby mode. This is KD4JWF with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston and Nash counties expires at 11:45. The storm which prompted the warning is currently moving east at 25 miles an hour, with the strongest wind along the leading edge of the rain band, which is currently moving east into Wilson and Wayne counties. Therefore, the warning would be allowed to expire at 11:45 p.m.
Net control, this is KJ4LKE.
KJ4, question mark, question mark. This is net control, KD4JWF. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I want to report a tree down. It's in Wake County in Cary. The location is on Old Apex Road. and Castle Fern Drive at CASTLEFERN, all one word. It's blocking the right lane on Old Apex Road. I think I just saw a Cary police guy drive by, and they put some flares out, or someone put some flares out to kind of indicate that it's blocking the road. But people can get by it in the turn lane. It looks like it's kind of hard to tell the approximate size. It's a big bushy type of tree. I mean, it looks to be maybe 25, 30 feet tall. I can't really tell the diameter. It's a big, thick bush type tree that just, you know, tipped over, and it's kind of in the dark there. But that's, again, that's Old Apex Road and the Castle Fern Drive, Wake County in Cary.
Hey, good copy. Give me your call sign one more time.
Call is Kilo Juliet 4, Lima Kilo Echo. Name here is Chris.
All right, Chris. Copy, Old Apex Row and Castle Fern Drive, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's right near Old Apex and Maynard is right by it, but it's not actually on Apex, Old Apex Road.
Good copy, it's blocking the right lane, and there are some warning devices being used on the road for alerting the drivers. Approximately 25 feet long, unknown diameter, that's correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I really can't see any limbs because it's just some kind of big bushy tree, and it's really dark there, so I can't quite tell.
Standby mode.
This is KJ4LKE Mobile.
KJ4LKE, K4BGM Mobile.
KJ4LKE.
Hey Chris, I'm actually mobile. I just went up Blue Ridge to check for damage in a few areas here in West Raleigh and haven't seen anything. I'm heading out toward Cary now. Have you looked at any of the streets between Cary and West Raleigh, a little farther east?
No, mostly been in South Wake County. I just came across another one here. I gotta get some info on it.
Okay, I'll let you go. K4BGM mobile monitoring.
This is KK4ARS out of North Carolina, Burgo, North Carolina. Am I hitting a repeater? This is KK4ARS out of Burgo, North Carolina, monitoring.
This is KD4JWF with Central Carolina Sky 1. We are in standby mode. We still have some severe thunderstorm warnings in the Edgecombe, Halifax, Wilson area until 12:30 a.m. Also, the Sampson and Wayne County. Sampson and Wayne County. Once again, Sampson, Wayne, Edgecombe, Halifax, and Wilson to 12:30. And we are in standby mode. The repeater free for normal operations. Please leave a space between transmissions in case we have to get any reports or increase activities. KD4JWF, Central Carolina Sky 1, standing by.
KD4JWF, K4BGN Mobile.
KD4JWF.
Jose, just wanted to let you know that power is out in a fairly large portion of East Cary between East Chatham Street and Maynard, westward to the intersection of East Chatham Street and North Walker. I can't see if that's North Walker Road or street or whatever, but again, along East Chatham Street and Cary, from the intersection of East Chatham Street and Maynard, westward to East Chatham Street and North Walker, powers out to the whole area, law enforcement in the area as well.
Good, copy. KD4JWF.
K4BGM mobile monitoring.
KD4JW with Central Carolina Sky 1. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 for Wilson, Southern Halifax, and Edgecombe counties. 11:54, National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Halifax to 20 miles south of Lucama, or along a line extending from Halifax to Goldsboro, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Wilbanks, Kingsboro, Stevensburg, Tellery, Saratoga, Leggett, Mackensfield, Pine Tops, Tarboro, Speed, Scotland Neck, Princeville, Hopgood, and Canto. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 for Wilson, Southern Halifax, and Edgecombe counties. A severe thunderstorm warning for the eastern Nash County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Nash County is canceled. This is KD4JW with Central Carolina Sky 1. We're in standby mode. Thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Southern Halifax, and Edgecombe counties is canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Southern Halifax, and Edgecombe counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, Southern Halifax, and Edgecombe counties is canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 for Sampson and Wayne counties.
Sky 1 Net Control, this is K4BGM Mobile. Jose, it's really dark here, but it looks like I have a small tree down, at least part of a tree, if not a whole tree down, on Southeast Maynard, near the intersection of Southeast Maynard and Sloan Drive. That's S-L-O-A-N Drive. Again, near the intersection of Southeast Maynard and Sloan Drive in Cary. It's hard to tell. It's almost blocking the right-hand lane. Traffic can probably still get through. Power's out to this entire area.
I copy Southeast Manor and Sloan Drive in Kerry. Almost blocking right-hand lane, but passable.
That is correct, and at Southeast Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, road, you probably had the right road, I just didn't know if you had the right pronunciation, but yeah, it looks like the right lane is just barely passable, it's blocking the sidewalk. That's about all I can give you in the darkness here.
Good copy, be safe there.
Net Control, this is KJ4LKE.
KJ4LKE, KD4JW, go ahead, sir.
I got a report of two trees down, Old Apex Road and West Chatham Road, and that's in Kerry. The first tree is split about maybe 15 feet up in the air, diameter of the branch that, it's like the tree forked off into two large trunks, and the left trunk has broken off. The diameter looks to be about a foot in diameter, and the section that's broken off is probably about 25 feet. That's on the first tree. The second tree is down on the ground, broken off, I would guess, looks like about a 10-inch diameter, and about 15 feet long.
Just go ahead and give me this tree address one more time.
Street address is on Old Apex Road, approximately 1411 Old Apex Road. It's on the corner of West Chatham and Old Apex, but it's actually on Old Apex.
That's a good copy.
All right, it's KJ4LKE Mobile.
KD4J is Central Carolina Skyline. The severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson and Wayne counties expired at 12:30 a.m. The storm which prompted the warning have weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire at 12:30. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson and Wayne counties expires at 12:30. KD4JW with 4 Central Carolina Sky 1 with standby mode.
KD4JWF, K4BGM Mobile.
KD4JWF.
Jose, I have a tree limb down at the intersection of Chapel Hill Road and Chesterfield Drive. Again, that's Chapel Hill Road and Chesterfield, all one word, Chesterfield Drive. Tree limb is 4 inches in diameter, partially blocking one of the lanes of Chapel Hill Road, the right-hand lane. I have removed the branch from the road.
Copy, Chapel Hill Road and Chesterfield Drive, correct?
That's affirmative, and again, that was a 4-inch in diameter tree limb, partially blocking one of the lanes of Chapel Hill Road, and I've removed it from the road.
Copy, KD4JW, Santa Carolina Sky 1.
K4BGM Mobile.
JWA with Central Carolina Sky 1. The severe weather threat for the Central Carolina Sky 1 coverage area has diminished, and we will now conclude Sky 1 activity at this time. On behalf of the Sky 1 program, we would like to sign the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We would also like to thank the amateur community for keeping Sky 1 traffic priority and our star spotters who have participated. I am now returning the repeater for normal amateur use.
Skywarn clear.
This is KD4JWF clear.